names like Faco. That's what I'll do. I'll be the guy that says names that she never said. Thank you for listening to Radio Valencia, the LP Lounge. And I see Shaniqua. I see Molly. I see Sky. I see Engelbert. Okay, that was fun. Now I can keep... Thank you to DJ B, who's one of my only all-time favorite listeners. I'm just clowning. I'm just clowning. He's playing the music right now, the electronic. And we out of here. We're usually here Tuesdays. No, we're always here Tuesdays, 10 to noon. Unless I gotta, like, work or travel out of town or something. As we close out, and it's Ian Curtis Day, I can't help. I gotta play this very famous one by them. Here we go. Have a good Tuesday. And remember to listen for more shows later today, as I said earlier, like Disaster Sounds, Happy Horse Shit with Fiat Chase, Bughouse Square, and John L's Live Bootleg Bonanza. All coming up today and tonight. Thank you. It's RadioValencia.fm.
Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Thank you. Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
We're all best friends, and that's all that counts. I know that I don't know what you feel like inside, and the same goes to you. So I don't want you near me. You just judge a book by its cover, but in this case, by me. So our names are
Cassandra,
Jennifer,
Emily,
Christina,
Andrea,
Lisa Marie,
Sophie,
Kayla.
And we're all big family of friends.
You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want. You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want. Joining clubs, play them games and other stuff like that. We're just going to stay how we are.
You near me, you just judge a book by its cover, but in this case, by me. So our names are
Cassandra,
Jennifer,
Emily,
Christina,
Andrea,
Lisa Marie,
Sophie,
Kayla.
And we're all big family of friends.
You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want. You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want. Joining clubs, play them games and other stuff like that.
We're just going to stay how we are, how we are, how we are.
I'm being haunted by the ghosts of dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by the guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just a simple fact that I've been living too long. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf, so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the story you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn. Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts, and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before before I could ever be adored. I'd have to be full of formaldehyde and stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving, like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil, running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance. So Buffy didn't stand a chance, and the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf. So here's a toast to Jay-Z's health and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever. Cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you can do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
Things are disappears. I was waiting for my old town. I don't know what I made of or where from I came. Don't even seem to remember my name or why the ghosts alive in this cave. They say she's on the run. It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. A pop becomes an action. And I dig, and I dig, and I dig, and I dig till my head is so sick and so clear. I'm leaving here, getting out of this place. Leaving here, getting out of this place. Only certain kinds of people can take these things. Talking to my own self. They say she's on the run. It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. Thought turns into action. And I dig, and I dig, and I dig, and I dig till my head is so sick and so clear. Getting out of this place. Leaving here, getting out of this place. Only certain kinds of people can take these things.
Benjamin.
Follow me where I go, what I do, and do I know? Make it part of you to be a part of me.
to run it through. Building information.
Bringing tomorrow to you. And what it takes is a link up between computers, telephone lines, and graphic duplicating devices. Well, these all tie in with Xerox capabilities, of course. Gathering, processing, absorbing, and disseminating information. Building information. That's where it's at for Xerox in the 1970s.
Optics, great duplication. Xerox is stretching the line. So bit by bit, bit by bit, the wit and wonder of the world we pursue. Building information, that is what we do.
Valencia, where all your adolescent fantasies can come true.
Psychological stress you keep away from all.